Flowers for Algernon, Disc 7.
July 16th. Alice met Faye last night. I'd been concerned about what would happen if they came face to face. Alice came to see me after she found out about Algernon from Bert. She knows what it may mean, and she still feels responsible for having encouraged me in the first place. We had coffee and we talked late. I knew that Faye had gone out dancing at the Stardust Ballroom, so I didn't expect her home so early. But at about 1:45 in the morning, we were startled by Faye's sudden appearance on the fire escape. She tapped, pushed open the half-open window, and came waltzing into the room with a bottle in her hand. "Crashing the party," she said, "brought my own refreshments." I had told her about Alice working on the project at the university, and I had mentioned Faye to Alice earlier, so they weren't surprised to meet. But after a few seconds of sizing each other up, they started talking about art and me, and for all they cared, I could have been anywhere else in the world. They liked each other. "I'll get the coffee," I said, and wandered out to the kitchen to leave them alone. When I came back, Faye had taken off her shoes and was sitting on the floor, sipping gin out of the bottle. She was explaining to Alice that as far as she was concerned, there was nothing more valuable to the human body than sunbathing, and that nudist colonies were the answer to the world's moral problems. Alice was laughing hysterically at Faye's suggestion that we all join a nudist colony, and she leaned over and accepted a drink that Faye poured for her. We sat and talked until dawn, and I insisted on seeing Alice home. When she protested that it wasn't necessary, Faye insisted that she'd be a fool to go out alone in the city at this hour. So I went down and hailed a cab. "There's something about her," said Alice on the way home. "I don't know what it is, her frankness, her open trust, her unselfishness." I agreed. "And she loves you," said Alice. "No, she loves everyone," I insisted. "I'm just the neighbor across the hall."
"Aren't you in love with her?"
I shook my head. "You're the only woman I've ever loved."
"Let's not talk about that."
"Then you've cut me off from an important source of conversation."